You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
So I guess it's coming, you know, we've lived long enough. I'm one of those diehards that say, you know, I ain't ever going to drive an electric car, because what happens if you're out on the road? The scenario is you're coming home, you forget, you got an errand to run, you go a few miles out of the way. Ooh, it puts you just a little bit, you're not going to quite make it home. You can't just pull in anywhere and get a gallon or two of gas, you know, when you're on a Taconic in the middle of nowhere and you run out of electricity. You know, you just have to get towed home, I guess, or somewhere. You can't just order a gallon of electricity, or can you? Yes. They call it range anxiety, is what electric vehicle owners have. And more people that I've been around have said, well, it's coming. There's no doubt about it. There's a new startup, and the plans on making car charging as easy as ordering a pizza for delivery. Sounds good, huh? It's called Spark Charge. It is a company that's developing a service that will allow EV drivers, yeah, I'm an EV driver, electric vehicle, you know, to order small portable charging units to their location at the press of a button. So you have an app, of course. You just need to open the app, ask for a charger delivery, and wait for the driver to show up. $20 worth of electricity, that would get them approximately 100 miles. Additionally, the battery pack can produce 1 mile's worth of charge for every 60 seconds, which is reportedly 14 times faster than standard home-based charging units. So it's something, you know, trying to fill that niche right now that could grow into something really big. You know, when the automobile got to be cheap and was being mass-produced by Henry Ford, and everybody started buying them in the about 100 years ago, actually. That's when they started going crazy, and we got out on little paved roads and dirt roads. And, man, Americans said, well, I'm traveling, man. I'm taking off. I don't have to wait for the train to take me to Baltimore before I have, you know, I can go anywhere in Pennsylvania or New York State I want to. And people had the idea. They said, well, you know, we could set up, like, refueling stations along the way to sell gasoline to these people. Wow, what a great idea. So, you know, after 100 years, now we're looking at electricity doing the same thing. And I guess, you know, I guess it's inevitable. It's on the way. So I'm glad they're relieving the anxiety, because you certainly have it when you have an electric car that doesn't make any noise.
Here at The Sound of Life, we play a ton of awesome faith-based music. But have you ever wondered about the story behind these songs? Well, here's a glimpse. Give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den, so I can face my giants with confidence. Hey, everybody, this is Dustin with Sanctus Real. I hope our new song, Confidence, inspires you to do great things in the kingdom of God. We all deal with feelings of inadequacy and insecurities. We all wonder if we're good enough to be used by our Creator. And I can tell you that through my own life, I've had to remember just how big our God is. And that no matter the size of the problem facing me, or how scared I felt, I don't have to worry. Because with God, all things are possible. Gonna sing and shout and shake the walls. Won't stop until I see them fall. This song is a prayer asking for the confidence to do what we are called to do by remembering those who have stepped out in faith before us. Our prayer as a band for you today is that you would have confidence because of Jesus to face your giants.
I face my giants with confidence.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You'll find him a real friend in need.
The Sound of Life.
And thank you so much. You know, God has blessed this area, the Hudson Valley and Western Pennsylvania and Connecticut, I mean, Western Massachusetts, Connecticut. I never was good at geography. Northern New Jersey, Eastern Pennsylvania. That's where we touch into. And of course, mainly in the Hudson Valley, the North Country. Days of Joy was started last week. We were just getting started with our 3 days of on-air fundraiser. And because of your generosity as a friend of this station, we are funded, 100% funded for the next 6 months. We had some extra, and that we put towards transmitter upgrade in Monroe, right in the middle of Orange County there. So it's pretty amazing that for all these years, over 30 years, that God has been faithful through your generous support, friend. Thank you so much. And we call it Days of Joy for a number of reasons. You know, joy is a fruit of the Spirit, real joy. People who have joy, you know that comes from God. And as the psalmist wrote, blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. You will be making a huge, huge difference today wherever you go, right? The light, the warmth that you've shown, just your presence. And thank you so much because God has blessed our ministry with you and with your efforts. Sure do appreciate that very, very much. I do want to say that at any time you feel like I want to support the Sound of Life, I am able to do that, and God wants me to do that, and I need to do that now. How do I do that? Just go to our website, soundoflife.org. You can click give right there. You can give even on our mobile apps on your smartphone. But our website is soundoflife.org.
I just wanted to tell your listeners what I think about Christian music. I grew up with Christian music. Second Chapter of Acts, Amy Grant, Michael W. Smith, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Keith Green, Phil Keaggy. Some of my biggest influences were those young years of life when I was driving in the car listening to the radio or whatever tape my mom had before CDs. And they are still in me. Those are the bricks in my foundation. I can remember reading the lyrics and the scriptures that went along with it in Stephen Curtis Chapman's albums. And that's why we do that as Citizen Way. And so Christian music is a really easy introduction into a life with Jesus for non-believers. And for believers, it is an edification of what you know to be true. The fact that Jesus is who he says he is, that for by grace we are saved, that he has a plan, that he's not surprised what the enemy's doing in the world. And it's an honor and a privilege for us to worship him through music. And in the car with our kids, that sinks in and it stays with them. I'm a direct result of my parents praying for me and putting good music in our ears all the time. All three of us Calhoun kids are.
And I want to tell you about this man who spent over 30 years doing a job that a lot of people will not do. It's hard work. You don't get paid a lot of money for it. He's a shoeshine specialist, basically. He served at the University of Pittsburgh's Medical Center's Children's Hospital. He served children, janitors, doctors alike by shining their shoes to an immaculate condition. And as you'd expect, he collected quite a few tips over the years. But it was what he chose to do with the cash that created a legacy that will affect many, many lives for years to come. His name is Albert Lexi. His salary was $10,000. In his physically demanding and repetitive job, you'd expect him to hold on to every extra bit of cash he was given to treat himself once in a while. But that wasn't his way. He was a humble man with a heart of compassion, and he decided to hand over every additional dime to the Children's Hospital's Free Care Fund. Through his long-term dedication, he managed to donate what has been described as an astonishing amount of money, $202,000, to children in desperate need of medical care. He was reporting that to the Today Show. They did a story on him. He's been given honors. In fact, if you're a big baseball fan, you may remember the All-Star game back in 2010. He was honored there. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame for Caring Americans in 2006. But that's not, he shies away from that kind of stuff, as you would expect, of course. He was never about fame and fortune, of course. He just wanted to make a difference in this world, even if it took an enormous personal sacrifice, which he probably didn't see as that. Taking the bus every day to work, working. He loves what he's doing. He said, I just wanted to see the kids get well. I wanted to do something about it. His story is so wonderful that they wrote a book about it. It's called Albert's Kids, The Heroic Work of Shining Shoes for Sick Children. Yes, that's part of a tongue twister, too. Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh's Free Care Fund ensures that all patients receive the outstanding medical care they need, regardless of their family's ability to pay. So for 30 years, he's been helping that out. It's pretty incredible. I think it's very appropriate. I don't know if you see it or not, but I think it's very appropriate that Jesus bowed himself and made himself a servant to his disciples and cleaned their feet. And here this man cleaned the shoes of those people that walked the halls there, no matter who they were, so that he had a higher motive to help those children and do the best he could. It is time. Oh, man, let's bring in Mr. Wordsmith and Song Minstrel. Right now, I don't even know if I'm using the right words. Tim Hawkins right now, funny man extraordinaire. You know his song Chick-fil-A, very powerful, very funny song that he wrote to the tune of a Beatles favorite tune. Was changing up a little bit. He got so tired of singing it. He's got a soundtrack here that sounds very familiar to me. He's changing the words up. I don't know how much of this I'm going to play, but it's really funny. Listen close. You got to take a second. Listen.
If you lined up all the restaurants where I've eaten all my life, give me $5 and some napkins, a plastic fork, a plastic knife. Then you gave me the choice to pick where I'd eat today. That's a real easy decision, one that's not too tough to make. For some waffle fries and a jumbo size sweet tea. And I won't forget the chickens who died, who gave their life for me. So I grab this sandwich, take a bite, put it back down on the tray. Yeah, there ain't no doubt I love this place. God bless you, Chick-fil-A.
He goes on. There's more to this.
With a cup of joe.
I've got a smile on my face and a twinkle in my eye.
The sound of life.
I guess it's time to make fun of candy. Seeing how tomorrow is the traditional trick or treat or trunk or treat. And I found out yesterday that I'm going to be going to the New Hope Community Church Hallow Hymn. And it's good, healthy fun for your family. It's designed for children in the fifth grade and under. There are exciting games and candy and a bounce house, of course. Even a photo booth. Lots of fun for your own whole family. So bring everybody to the Hallow Hymn Kids Carnival. It's at New Hope Church on Corinth Road in Queensbury. I'll be there tomorrow from 5 to 7. Got some wonderful music for you. Can't imagine where you come from. And, you know, they say just avoid those scary costumes. So, you know, you get to pick on your sister. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say. For more information about the Hallow Hymn Kids Carnival coming up tomorrow, you can visit their website, sharingnewhope.org. Thinking about candy and raiding candy, I love what this one pastor did, which is absolutely incredible. He's got them all listed here. They're absolutely amazing. And, of course, there's Raisinettes, so pretty far down on the list. On October 31st, the little boys get to be wizards and superheroes. Little girls get to be princesses and fairy tales. The joy of trick-or-treat is that for one day, we all get to be something far more magical than our regular selves. Because of this, Raisinettes are the perfect thing to pass out on Hollywood, on trick-or-treating. Because they're basically vitamins pretending to be candy. On the other hand, don't pass out Raisinettes because chocolate-covered raisins really are gross, I guess, right? Okay. Moving right along, how about Sour Patch Kids?
Stop it!
Something like that. Had a weird thing kind of happen to an old church, you know. Reminds me of the time that Tom Zaradnik and I were up in the rafters of the Dutch Reformed Church. That's at least a 150-year-old building in downtown Kingston. We were setting up some wiring up there. And the man in the bottom near the front of the pulpit was resealing some carpet with a piece of equipment that was from the 1950s, I believe, duct taped together. And all of a sudden we heard a loud pop and we saw a flame. And for like 2-3 seconds, we were like, we're going to go up in this thing, aren't we? You know, how you could just tell creaking around in an old church like that, how fast would it go up? Well, that's what happened to this historic church over in Massachusetts. Near Boston, The fire crews were picking through the remnants of the building after the fire. They're trying to figure out what sparked the blaze. A lot of residents offered their own version of the events, which led to the decimating of this beautiful structure. Locals said that a large thunderstorms were raging through the greater Boston area. Lightning struck the church building and ignited the fire. That's kind of a rare thing. We know that we serve a God who specializes in restoring brokenness and who can bring beauty even from the ashes, they wrote. So we move into the future with trust, hope, and gratitude. That was the feeling of the interim pastor there. He said it just went up like a tinderbox. And you go inside, you know, after all the water that the fire department throws in it and things like that, and you're looking through the pieces of this 150-year-old remnant. It's got to be very sad, but one thing caught their eye. It was very striking. It was a large painting that depicts the Lord Jesus Christ standing in a white robe and with his hands bearing the mark of his brutal crucifixion, basically, except they said for a few drops of water, it was unscathed. Ooh. I bet they got chills when they saw it. You know, everything else is just blackened with fire. And there stood this painting. I'll let you see the news article. When you see a photograph of it, and then you see the inside of the church, you're like, there's no way that...
That's awesome!
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You'll find him a real friend in need.
The Sound of Life.
And welcome Jason Roy again, Building 429, back. Going to be back in the area right here, man. I tell you, we're looking forward to you because, man, we need revival, don't we, man?
Well, we're going to do our best. I tell you, it's not going to be from a shortage of people who love Jesus and who are excited about what God's doing. And not only that, who have testimonies of God doing amazing things in places where it's unexpected. So, you know, we have great expectations and anticipation for that night. It's going to be a blast. And like I said, one of the cool things is that we're out on tour with a bunch of guys who are truly 100% dialed into ministry.
Yeah, man, it's going to be awesome. We'll see. Building 429 is out on the Live the Journey acoustic tour.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
He talked a little, but he didn't make sense.
The Sound of Life.
Well, we all know about the tragedy. It's kind of an adult moment here because, you know, I'm going to try to figure out how to talk about something that's really ugly in a kind of a generic way here, but... An attack on people in a place of worship. I mean, a vicious attack like that. It's sad, and it really shows you evil. But here's the thing. Right when that was just being found out and going on, the man who perpetrated that was being treated, which is kind of rare in one of those situations. Usually people like that are planning on ending their own life anyway, but this man was injured and captured and then being treated. And, of course, just took the lives of 11 people at a synagogue. It's very, very sad, and it really is. But here he is in the emergency room, and he's shouting out, and I quote, "I want to kill all the Jews." That's what he shouted out, and they saved his life. And at least three of the doctors and nurses working on him were Jewish. If he only knew then about the identity of the team tasked with keeping him alive. at the Allegheny General Hospital, it's just incredible. The president of the hospital said, "We're here to take care of sick people." President Jeffrey Cohen, he's actually a member of that congregation where that evil took place. And he was giving an interview to the local ABC affiliate there, and he said, "We're not here to judge. We're not here to ask, do you have insurance? Do you have, or do you not have insurance? We're here to take care of people that need help." That's kind of what we're known for. That's what our military is known for when we're in enemy territory. We take care of the enemy. That really is Jesus' light shining through.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast. The Sound of Life.
Most of the time we find out that Jesus is enough when Jesus is all we have, isn't it? Yes. I've never really been in that situation. I'll be honest with you, you know, where you've seen people have lost everything. They have their family, or maybe they've lost their family. and they realized that, you know, I had Jesus and that was enough. Boy, I tell you, it's absolutely incredible. Coming up in November, and welcome to November, since I wasn't here yesterday, so it was November the 2nd. November is National Adoption Month, so you will be seeing all this stuff about adoption, justice for orphans, all that kind of stuff. November the 11th happens to be Orphan Sunday, and I want to invite you to stand with the Christian Alliance for Orphans and other Christians for children who've lost the protection and care of family. We're called to defend the fatherless. It is absolutely in the Bible. To protect the vulnerable, to visit orphans in distress. And for more information on how you can be involved, you will be astounded at the ways you can be involved. Because I know you're thinking. You've got it in a box, and you're thinking you know how to help, and you're thinking, I can't do that. Yeah, well, yes, you can take part in that. Orphan Sunday banner, click on it, on our mobile apps and at our website, soundoflife.org. You probably realize that Saturday, when you go to bed, you turn your clocks back, right? It's always like, right? Okay. And it really, they said the official time is 2 a.m. My friend Jeff worked for Amtrak, and he said, believe it or not, the trains will stop at 2 a.m., wherever they are in the country, and then they have to wait an hour because it, you know, to start up again. Otherwise, the timing will be all off. What daylight savings time does to us. Daylight savings time is actually the brainchild of one Benjamin Franklin, believe it or not, because it basically is saving time. It says in its name. Sometimes people call it summertime, and it goes, it's all around the world, even though more and more states and places are deciding not to do it. Because we change our clocks basically so in the summer months we move an hour of that morning daylight time, which in the summer, in June, in July, it would be getting light at 4 in the morning, of course. And so now it gets light at 5, but it's darker later, and it is more enjoyable, I have to say. It is. There are some places where it would, if they did do daylight savings time, it wouldn't get dark till like 11 o'clock at night because they're so far west. And, you know, for various reasons, Arizona doesn't have it. I think it's pretty obvious why the state of Hawaii does not do daylight savings time, because there's not much, pretty much, you know, they only have a half an hour difference between summer and winter daylight anyway. So it just makes it. And so there were lots of different reasons. Different presidents have signed certain things about it and stuff like that. So I actually overheard a conversation heard in the wee hours of the morning here in the parking lot of the Sound of Life about a discussion about what is it? Why do we do? Which way do we fall? Things like that.
It gets dark so early.
Yeah.
We gained an hour, but we've lost light.
Wait, didn't we lose an hour?
No, we spring forward, fall back. Forward.
It's too confusing.
Don't you see? Daylight savings is just an imaginary construct.
It's daylight saving. It's not plural.
I can't take it anymore.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
We have a big concert coming your way that involves Building 429. Yes. And I was talking to Jason Roy about what they sound like. You know, what's your sound? And this is what the answer he gave me.
The thing about us is we're actually all players. Like, it's a rare thing to find a band of guys who could all be studio musicians. We really tried to own that this go around and not make it vanilla. You know, not make it like anybody could have sat down and played it. And so, yeah, I think that's the most vague answer I could give you, except the answer is we sound like us. And that may be positive and it may be negative, but it is what it is.
Thank you, Jason. Building 429, Live the Journey acoustic tour. Yeah. They have special guests Sanctus Real and Dave Pettigrew coming to Goodwill Church in Montgomery on Sunday evening, November the 8th. Since it's Sunday evening, the start time is at 6. So, you know, about an hour, they fall back for the start time on Sunday. So the doors will open at 5. You can get your tickets right at soundoflife.org. The number one thing persecuted Christians ask for is prayer. And we're rejoicing over the Supreme Court in Pakistan overturning the conviction of a woman who has been in prison 8 years for blasphemy, and she was due to be hung. That is the absolute truth. And now she is free at great risk to their lives. the members of that court realized that it was that law was being abused and that that was not right for her, was not accurate at all. And so they overturned a verdict that had been upheld by two lower courts. You're talking about a very serious place there. She is in grave danger. Her family's in grave danger. The people in that court are in grave danger. I don't know how they're going to get out of there. She can't just walk out. There have been massive crowds protesting. It started within hours after it happened in there in different places around Pakistan. Then that's just one place where she is a very publicized, persecuted Christians. And there are millions of them. There's probably, what, 1.5 million Christians in Pakistan are in grave danger. And, of course, they're very much hated. She was before she went to prison. But this November, millions of Christians worldwide will unite to join the global body of Christ for the 2018 International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted. We abbreviated it to IDOP. And you can pray for these. That's exactly what they want. The number one thing they want you to do. For resources and information on how you can present this cause to your congregation, click on the IDOP banner on our mobile apps and at our website, soundoflife.org. You've probably heard of the singer Michael Blue Blay. If you haven't, you'll hear a lot of his music coming up as we play Christmas music starting the day after Thanksgiving, but that's a while off, okay? But Michael Bublé did something amazing, and you probably know that his five-year-old son was diagnosed with cancer, and his five-year-old son is cancer remission right now, and he is so happy. Michael Bublé really went to put things in perspective. Some people actually took it as a sign that he was going to retire, which I guess within hours is publicist or music company or whatever said, no, he's not retiring. He's got a new album coming out and all this, but he certainly put things into perspective. He did something absolutely incredible, center stage during a recent appearance on the Late Late Show. He actually thanked Jesus Christ for his five-year-old son's cancer remission. Michael Blue Blay.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
Difference between life and death. That's an exaggeration. Okay, a little bit, it is.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The sound of life.
I have to tell you, that's a really great feel-good story that starts out not so good, you know. We enter a woman, a young woman named Hannah, who was running from a man in Thailand who was going to do her harm. And she fell. 2 years ago this happened. She fell from a cliff and was quite a bit. And she fell 150 feet. She didn't think she was going to live, much less be able to walk again. Now she's gearing up to compete in the New York City Marathon. It's coming up on Sunday. She's going to be on crutches. So she may get, you may see her on TV. September 1st, 2016 is when it happened. Trying to escape. And was in a Southeast Asian country there. She was later rescued, but suffered a spinal cord injury from the fall. She is now unable to use her feet and toes, and her shins have nerve damage. But she said, I'm going to do it on crutches. And earlier this year, while still undergoing intense physical therapy, she decided to participate in the annual New York City Marathon, which is coming up on Sunday with sunny skies and in the 50s. Wow. That is quite a blessing. But if you see, if you're watching, you see somebody on crutches on a marathon. It's 9:16, and I'm talking with Carly Andrews, my special guest. I actually talked to her into coming into the studio, Carly. Thank you so much. You
missed it. You're welcome.
She is the executive director of Mid-Hudson Love, Inc. And both of us kind of like the whole Love, Inc. thing. It's love in the name of Christ.
Yes.
And all the churches, as many churches as can, I guess. Mm-hmm. You're always looking for churches
Absolutely.
To be part of it. You come together to help the community.
Absolutely. We have 19 partner churches that work with us, and we have volunteers from over 35. So
Wow.
we're always looking to expand that and to continue getting the word out.
So you guys are a central location. So if anybody wants to have a need, mm-hmm. get in touch with Mid-Hudson Love, Inc.
Absolutely.
Which you can always Google it. I Google everything because I put in the name, and then that way if I make a mistake, you know, mm-hmm. show up as terrible, I see all the things. And it comes right up, Mid-Hudson Love,
yep.
Inc. You're in Poughkeepsie. You have a physical place there. And you have a great fundraiser coming up. And I say that because you did it. I thought the first one was last year, but it was a couple of years before that.
Yes.
What is that coming up?
So this will be our third evening of contemporary worship music. Ooh. It's basically just a giant worship concert.
Okay.
We're going to have three different groups there performing.
Wow.
It's a free event, so open to the whole community, family friendly, just a time to come and kind of set our hearts in the right spot as we get ready to celebrate Thanksgiving and Christmas, just come together for a time of unity and really just genuine worship. And I always love it's you get people from a lot of different Christian denominations coming out to the event. So it's just a great time to, for me to look around and see all of these people and worshiping in what we have in common, you know, and how the Lord would have us do that.
I always like that. I'm sorry.
No, so it's a lot of fun.
That, it sounds like it. It's at Change Point Church.
It is.
That's where it is, or Change Point Theater. However you want to say it. And it's amazing. If you've never been there, you owe it to yourself to go. I always like to ask when you have a crowd like that, you know, how many people are here for the first applaud if you're here for the first time. Mm. It's amazing how many people will come in for an event like that. So it's a great evening of contemporary worship. What time does it start?
It's at 7 p.m.
Starts at 7.
Next Saturday.
So next Saturday.
November the 10th.
That's right.
7 p.m. You can come at 6:30. Get cozy. we will have some fun stuff for you to look at. We'll worship for a little bit, have some fun, then have an intermission with lots of free cookies for everyone to enjoy, and then get back to the music and close out on a high note.
Oh, wow. That sounds pretty good right there. Okay, so that's a great place to have it, and thank you for doing that and putting all that together.
Absolutely. You know, it's my pleasure.
Got to be one of the highlights, right?
It is. Definitely that. One of the highlights of my year.
Change Point Church right there in Poughkeepsie, right down the road from where you guys are located.
Yep.
All right. So I found out something interesting about Carly I want to share with you. Again, that's Mid-Hudson Love, Inc. Google Mid-Hudson Love, Inc. or Mid-Hudson Love, Inc.
Yep.
Okay. I just Google Mid-Hudson Love, Inc. They're in Poughkeepsie, or you can Facebook Mid-Hudson Love, Inc. Get to be friends with them on Facebook and all that stuff. Find out what's going on. Get the updates that they put out there on Facebook. So it's an amazing way to connect churches, and you ought to be a part of that coming up on the 10th. Saturday night on the 10th at Change Point Church, a worship event right there. Thank you.
It's Cup of Joe Morning Show
with Joe Hunter.
I'm just getting warmed up.
Sound of Life. Morning, Russ. Carly Andrews is my very special guest right now. She is executive director. Wow. Executive director. That's pretty
very
awesome.
Very important, right?
And that's
just kidding. Just kidding.
You do actually have, you're the executive director of Mid-Hudson Love, Inc. Yeah. We're talking about that. And you're here because there's a big fundraiser coming up, which we'll talk about in a second. It's at Change Point Church coming up Saturday night, November the 10th.
So yes.
A week. How do Southerners say that? A week from Saturday? No. I forgot how they say it. I can't even talk Southern anymore, Carly. Saturday week is how they say it. Anyway, at least where I grew up.
Okay,
Saturday week. And whenever I said that, people would go, what?
What?
You know, it's a week from this coming Saturday. Oh, why didn't you say so? So, but now I forgot what I was going to ask you.
I think you were going to ask me about my other life.
Oh, yes. You do have another job.
I do.
That's amazing.
I do. So I'm really blessed to work with Love, Inc., but I also work for Aster Services for Children and Families.
Wow.
It serves kids who have trauma backgrounds, behavioral and emotional needs. So I work in their therapeutic foster care program.
Wow.
So kids that have had a lot of trauma, been separated from the parents. So I am actually the foster parent recruiter. And home finder. So I go out into the community, recruit foster parents, go through a really fun 9-week training with them. I promise it's a lot of fun. I'm in the middle of one right now. And then once they're certified and ready to go, we place kids in their home. So a lot of fun. If anybody has any interest in being a foster parent, please get in contact with me.
Wayne and Tammy do.
Yes, yes.
They're foster parents, are they?
So it's a really, really rewarding job. And they have found that kids that come into homes that are surrounded with Christian families and immersed in a church community, they do so much better. So lots of financial incentives in that if you do need some help with that, but also just the ability to really serve kids that are in need of help. So it's awesome.
Thank you, Carly. I appreciate it. Now, it's getting back to this evening of contemporary worship. Change Point Church, right in the heart of Poughkeepsie, across from the Civic Center, I always say. It's a little tricky around there if you're not familiar with all the one-way streets. I have done that a lot myself, driving around, you know. But you can park at the parking garage, yes, right across the street from the Civic Center, just to let you know, right before you get to the church. So that'll help you out there. It starts at 7. It's on the 10th. Now, and they're going to take up an offering. So it's absolutely no charge to go to this. Just have fun, worship God.
Absolutely.
Who's going to be there? Everybody, people want to know.
So there's so much local talent around here. So we're always anxious to share that. So we're going to have a worship team from Faith Assembly of God in Poughkeepsie, led by Pastor Lou Cancel, who is their worship leader and does all of their media. We're also going. Do you have a question?
Was he the one trained?
No,
wrong one. Okay, I'm sorry.
Then we're gonna have a worship.
Trained in Nashville. No, I don't.
Then we're gonna have a worship team from the Mission Church in Holmes, New York.
Oh, good.
Led by Pastor Chris LeBron, who actually was a student at Hillsong in Australia.
Okay.
So he is a lot of fun. You will really enjoy worship.
So if it sounds like Hillsong worship, don't be surprised.
Yeah, so he'll be doing more of a Hillsong worship feel.
Wow.
Whereas Pastor Lou and the faith team will take on a little more of a gospel old school flair. So we're excited for that. Whatever you're interested in, we will have it for you. And then we're also going to have some solos and some special music by Wayne and Lynn Morrison, who minister with Pure Joy, which I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they travel around locally, usually have a big band with them, but they're just going to come and sing and play the guitar for us. They worship with Odyssey Church, which is actually a special needs church, an extension of Hopewell Reformed.
Wow.
So they lead worship there every Sunday.
You are just full of information. I'm learning so much stuff. Man, this is incredible. Things I don't know, I'm finding out from Carly this morning. Wow.
So lots of great talent, whatever kind of music you're into, we will have it there. So come join us.
Don't miss out on this. This is pretty cool. Saturday, November the 10th, 7 p.m., Change Point Church in Poughkeepsie. Free will love offering will benefit Mid-Hudson Love in the Name of Christ. There, I got it right. Mid-Hudson Love in the Name of Christ, which, right, by the way, is on Church Street, your physical location right there. So,
waking up with a cup of Joe.
This is not an herbal tea morning. This is a coffee morning.
The Sound of Life.
Yes, and my special guest is Carly Andrews here, Executive Director of Mid-Hudson Love in the Name of Christ. There, I said it right, Carly.
Perfect. You're doing a great job.
You like the idea of, I always tell everybody with Love, Inc., I said, just have a shirt that says Love, Inc. Mm. People are like, dude, what is that? You know, and then you get an opportunity to tell them.
I think our shirts say both. It's probably bad that I can't remember what they look like at the moment, I think they say have the heart and they with a cross through it, and it says Mid-Hudson Love, Inc., Love in the Name of Christ.
Well, they are depending on you, Carly.
I know.
Shall we say a younger person who is more in tune with, you know, ways to connect and things like that. I was complimenting you on your poster for the Evening of Temporary Worship Music. And so anyway, there we go. I don't want to play you too big. It is Saturday, November the 10th, 7 p.m., Change Point Church. Local worship teams, you were saying Faith Assembly of God's got a wonderful worship team. Mm-hmm. They are going to be there. The Mission Church in Holmes, led by a man who was trained by Hillsong. So, mm-hmm. And they're going to sound different.
Yes.
It's absolutely open to the public.
Absolutely.
You're welcome to come into it. They'll take up a love offering to help Love, Inc., which brings churches together, which you have 19 churches.
19 partners.
Partners.
And then lots of volunteers from many other churches as
well. Awesome. That is fantastic.
And at the event, in addition to some music, it will be mostly music, but we will have a few testimonials from individuals, volunteers who are working directly with our neighbors in need, mainly in the city of Poughkeepsie.
What kind of needs? Like, you know, somebody may be thinking, well, man, I got a need. I need to get in touch with her. I know somebody that does.
So people that call Love, Inc., it's typically for our gap ministries, which we have a personal care ministry. So toothbrushes, toothpaste, conditioner, hairbrush, razors, just things that food stamps can't buy for people in need.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay.
A linens ministry, beds, and furniture. So they can call us and we will connect them with that. And then we also have the relational ministry, which is building life skills, building accountability, helping people learn how to cook healthy meals on a budget. Set appropriate goals. We have people from Hudson River Housing that are there helping in that realm. So just practical.
Wow.
But really the most important thing is that we're building relationships with people who are just so disconnected to so many forms of life. And through that, we can really just give hope and hopefully see some transformation in their lives.
Oh, I guarantee you there's a lot of communities in our listening area that probably could benefit from A Love Inc. But you basically, when you set it up, and it's all over the country, really, mm-hmm. in various places, but you have to be a self-contained, like, say, countywide?
Service area.
Like that?
So we serve, we go Poughkeepsie, Hyde Park, Hopewell, Wappingers, Fishkill, Pleasant Valley. So that's our area. Again, most of the people that we're working with are in the city of Poughkeepsie, but it does spread out a little bit, too. And the churches that we work with are also in that service area. But if there was ever a church that wanted to get involved, we could absolutely, even if they were outside of the service area, we have lots of ways to get you connected. And things that we would love to do for you, we help churches with their benevolence models. We help them in learning ways to help their youth get prepared, do things on faith in college, and how they can learn a little bit more in a practical way about poverty and about money. So lots of different ways for us to really serve you. There's so many struggles the church is up against these days, and we just want to be there as an organization that will serve and help unify people together.
Can somebody come and talk to other churches, like if they're interested?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Mid-Hudson Love, Inc. Google Mid-Hudson Love, Inc. You'll find it comes right up in Poughkeepsie there, or they're on Facebook, Mid-Hudson Love, Inc. Wow. Sure do appreciate that very, very much. And remember, you're going to be emceeing the worship music here?
I think so.
Really?
Unless I can find someone even more youthful than me to do it for me.
That's going to be hard to find. I'll tell you that. An evening of contemporary worship music, Saturday, November the 10th, 7 p.m., Changepoint Church on Mill Street there in Poughkeepsie. The local teams will be local. I mean, man, if you go to Faith Assembly of God or Mid-Hudson, what's the church in Holmes?
Mission Church
in Holmes. you ought to show up there and support them. And
absolutely.
It should be absolutely pretty cool. And then you support Love, Inc. and the offering as well, too. So come prepared. All right? You guys are doing a great job. Thank you, Carly.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life, Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events and contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.com.